Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
It's a cash bonanza at Republic, where you can win a weekend trip for two to Arrow Point Resort. From February 5th to May 25th, Republic Bank is offering Make It Happen loans for your cash, furniture, appliance, and consumer needs with low or no down payment, quick approvals, and affordable repayments. Plus, two lucky customers will win a day trip to Kaichu Falls. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Call or visit any branch of Republic Bank or go online to apply for your loan today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
When last we were in Murondoy, Lucille told Cecil he should act his age and not do all the things he is doing, and this started a big row. Mala told Anil that she and Catalina were going to the accreditation council before signing up for a course she intends to take. They went to dinner that evening, and Cecil, who decided to have a quiet dinner by himself, met them, but Lucille followed, thinking he had a date with another woman. As we return, Sister Patsy is at Cecil and Lucille's house.
Brother Cecil!
Brother Cecil, dear.
Do my eyes deceive me? Is this a sick joke, Sister Patsy?
Why, hi there, Sister Lucille. And how are you on this fine morning?
What are you doing here, Sister Patsy?
I am here to see Brother Cecil.
He's not around.
Is that Sister Patsy?
No.
Brother Cecil?
Hello, my dear.
She cannot stay, Cecil.
The last time I checked, this house belonged to both of us.
You are hell-bent on provoking me, aren't you? I don't want this woman here.
Sister Lucil, I am simply here to discuss the business of the village council. All council members are working to educate villagers about local government elections and other matters. You too can benefit greatly.
Leave me out of it. You have always had intentions with my husband. You are not a woman who can be trusted.
Lucille, please go inside and let us meet. I'm weary of your nonsense now.
And I'm weary of being married to a fool.
Oh, I'm always open to divorce. All you have to do is sign.
You silly man.
You know what Lucille needs?
What?
A man to...
Sir Patsy!
I was going to say a man for comfort.
We are not here to discuss Lucille. It is urgent that we sensitize the public about the role they can play in local government elections.
Before we go further, Cecil, I just want to say something.
What is that?
I think you should start campaigning.
Look, let's not lose focus here.
Aren't you still interested in being village chairman?
Well, yes, but...
Well, then we have to start campaigning.
Sister Patsy, our first responsibility is to educate the people. That is part of the ministry's agenda. We need to get the community leaders, activists, and social advocates to become part of the change we want to see.
I may disagree with that, but like I told you before, I am backing you for village chairman. I noticed the one corrected throwing herself at Ignatius, and I sure is back shabakini.
Listen, this is not a fight for me. The people know of my record. They have seen what I have done for the village. Though I would like to be the village chairman, I will be just fine remaining a regular councillor.
So you ain't want to fight for this thing? You need councillors on your side?
Our focus at this point should be bringing awareness to get more people involved in running for office in local government. Many people believe that you need to have a political background, and that is not so. Let's start there and leave my personal aspirations for later.
Unique, you know how many schools operating in this place that are not registered? I feel sorry, especially for poor people who spend their money at these institutions, then get a certificate with no value.
People does be eager to get a little diploma or degree divine.
But at the same time, you have to go about it carefully. Wouldn't you feel better if you research whatever school you were chosen to attend, made sure that they're registered with the National Accreditation Council, and then you could go to school with ease?
True. I think they should jail people who open in schools, taking people money knowing fully well they're not registered or accredited.
I can disagree. But if everyone who decides to study does their research, goes into the National Accreditation Council before they sign up, then all them schools with no registration and accreditation would go out of business or be forced to do the right thing.
So true.
Y'all ready for plan this baby shower?
Is what you doing so long, Granny?
Girl, I don't know, it's white.
All right, we don't need to hear anything else.
I know the feeling, Miss Dinah. I was in a similar situation last week. Food poisoning.
Child.
Didn't I say we don't need to hear anything else about this? Let me plan the baby shower.
Yes, and quick, because Rhonda gonna be back in the next hour time.
And y'all want it to be a surprise.
Yes. The whole idea is to have her think that she's not having a baby shower. And then bam, we spring it on Shay.
That's safe for a pregnant woman though?
How you mean?
Suppose she faint or something.
Listen, Rhonda's a strong woman. She gonna be all right.
Okay.
Well, good. So we agree with keeping it by Ryan and Divine because they have the space.
And Rhonda ain't gonna have a clue because everything gonna be happening over so.
Yes.
This is going to be so exciting.
Yes. We got to plan a guest list, which family and friends we're inviting.
Aubrey got to come.
Depends on when we have the shower. He planning to come first week in May.
But we can't have the shower till then. Who knows when in May Rhonda gonna make this child.
I agree.
Unique, walk Bunny and see if he can come a little earlier.
I'm going to see. If he can't physically be there, we're going to just got to Skype in.
Well, all right.
We got to decide on a team. And you want a list of things the baby needs for people to choose
that's
from.
That's the best idea. Because next thing you know, 10 people bring some shimmy from Regent Street. All is blue because it's a boy.
Hello. If it's the people could afford, nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying... Me baby brother ain't dressing in no cheap things. I done send daddy a list of all the brand name baby places he could go.
Girl, you serious?
Yes.
It's them kind of mentality to keep people in poverty. You ain't dressing the child for the child. You dressing the child for you. For show off that you could buy expensive things.
And what wrong with though?
Let me move on, yeah, Divine? You friend know she able.
Now for going another direction, Cecile. But look at this headline here about the oil finds again. You know anything about this Petroleum Commission?
Last information I received is that it was on the review.
Yeah, they're right it. The Petroleum Commission of Guyana Bill 2017 is undergoing review. It is hoped that the concerns of the various stakeholders will be taken on board.
Yes. I'm also aware that the government is ensuring that when the Petroleum Commission of Guyana is established, that it will play a key role in the responsible, prudent, and transparent management of Guyana's petroleum resources.
Lovely. But Cecile, I am so sorry. I know I'm still young, eh? But oh man, I'm just wondering if I can benefit fully from this isle. I'm happy for the young people though.
Indeed. So many opportunities for training to work in what promises to be a booming oil and gas industry.
Indeed.
Anyway, you were saying that we should come up with a strategy to reach the people in the village. What are your thoughts?
Cecile, how I see this thing is that yes, the village council will work according to the Ministry of Communities agenda, spreading awareness and educating the people about the role they can play in local government. But me and you got to work this thing on foot for our benefit.
Pasi, I repeat, I don't have any selfish motives in this.
When you lie with dogs, you're sure to catch fleas.
I thought you dead in there.
Believe you me, Patsy, I will wear a bright red gown to your funeral.
Woman, why you don't rest your dry
up? Sister Patsy!
Talk to she. Me and you out here, good car now, we meeting, and she got to put in shame out. Lucille Carter, you will forever be a cross.
Father in heaven!
Get off my property!
Wait, like you gonna push me down the steps?
This is the kind of thing you insist on entertaining, Cecile?
You see, if it wasn't for me, half a foot. Cecile, restrain your hog, please!
Ladies, please!
I want this woman off my property, Cecile. This is not fair. You know she despises me.
Your wig despises your face. That's the only thing you should be worrying about.
Get off my property.
Or what you gonna do?
Get off my property.
Or what you gonna do?
Cecile, you have 2 minutes to get this phone out of my yard.
That's why really do she.
Sister Patsy, I wouldn't be able to work with you if this is what I will have to be dealing with. I'm sorry.
But we sit down out here good gaffing about the little island local government elections, and it's the cross come out here to me.
Yes, I will speak to Lucille too. But you did not have to engage her.
Sister, look, me and grow like though. Me grandmother Christabel Passad never teach me for lie down and let nobody walk all over me. Especially an old wrinkled, dry up, devil up, wither up, a pretentious cross like Lucille Carter.
Sister Patsy!
Cecile! This working relationship will continue, and my recommendation is that we go directly to the people. You see, is what Ignatius done doing? He on the ground with the people because he's trying to build a trusting relationship with them so that they will support him.
Again, you are losing focus.
Me or you?
You!
Get off my property!
Lucille!
And don't you ever come back here!
Is that what you drop on me, woman?
You're lucky I didn't have a paw!
My God, Lucille!
What, Cecile?
Sister Patsy, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Cecile? This ain't done! This ain't done!
Your empty threats do not bother me. God riddance!
You dash cold water for me, right? This is one of the biggest mistakes in your life, Lucille.
Oh, bring it on!
Ladies, come on!
Be warned, Lucille!
You do not intimidate me.
Don't ever catch yourself passing by me house. Because unlike you, I got a paw under my bed!
Oh, good Lord!
That doesn't bother me.
It should bother you, Lucille Carter, because I gonna be setting for your dry up, wrinkle up, ugly up,
old man. Stop! Good Lord!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.